So great news for those of us in the Upper Hunter who could be suffering from type 2 diabetes. The CSIRO have announced there is possibly a way that you can turn back the tide. Having a chat to me about it this morning from the CSIRO, Professor Grant Brinkworth. Grant, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Andrew.
An absolute pleasure. So consuming less carbs can potentially turn the boat around on type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, so we recently were involved in a study with a whole lot of other international collaborators from around the world. And what we did is we did a combined analysis of 23 separate clinical studies of all looking at the effects of low-carb diets. And what we showed in this study is that the low-carb diet was actually more effective in achieving diabetes remission. So that's putting basically reversing diabetes compared to a comparator diet, which were typically traditional high-carbohydrate, low-fat diets. And so the results are quite compelling now that you can reverse or put diabetes into remission using a low-carb diet.
I guess it's probably not too surprising, given that carbs contribute a great deal towards diabetes and certainly people being overweight. So how much do we need to cut it back to be able to start turning it around to reduce the effects?
So this particular study showed that these effects were evident even by just cutting it down to 130 grams of carbohydrate per day. Now, there's a whole spectrum of how low is a low carbohydrate diet, but these studies included studies that restricted carbohydrate to 130 grams. And typically in the Australian diet, we're generally consuming around 200 to 300 grams of carbohydrate a day.
So carbohydrates do come across as the great Satan when it comes to our weight and our health. How important is it to get some carbohydrates into our diet, though? Like, we don't want to reduce it to zero, do we?
No, I don't think we're saying no to, like, we're completely limiting carbohydrates, but focusing on restricting the amount of carbohydrate and focusing on good quality carbohydrates, so those that are low in glycemic index and high in fibre. And so if you even look at our CSIRO low-carb diet program, we still actually allow about a 50 to 70 gram allocation of carbohydrate, but focusing on those good carbohydrates, because carbohydrates still represent an important part of our nutrient sources.
And I dare say a little bit of exercise, a little bit more exercise in our lifestyle probably wouldn't hurt if we were going to go to this length as well.
Well, all of our research typically show that these dietary patterns are most effective when combined as a holistic lifestyle approach, which incorporates good forms of exercise, and so undertaking physical activity, particularly resistance exercise, is particularly important for people trying to lose weight and to improve their blood glucose control using a low-carb diet.
Grant, if anybody would like to find out some more information about these findings, where could they go?
Well, they can go to the CSIRO website, but we also have our CSIRO low-carb diet books out there that is a really useful, good start guide for people to start to follow a low-carb diet and get these benefits that we've been talking about today.
Well, it's excellent news. Thank you very much for sharing it with us. We'll go and cut the carbs back and we'll be a little bit healthier in 2021. From the CSIRO, Grant Brinkworth, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.